Hey, I'm a huge fan of the podcast. I am calling right after I listened to your episode about Polka Party, which made me excited that you guys are talking about polkas, but honestly, Polka Party is my favorite. I agree with Charlie that the more recent polkas are definitely the best. I definitely like the ones from 2006 and 2011, 2014, because those have songs that I knew. And me being a younger fender, I didn't really know many of the old songs. But if you ever need a consultant for 2003 to 2000 now, I'd be happy to help. I don't have an old person with me yet, but I'd be happy to help. Stay weird.
Bread on. Apply directly to the bread. Bread on. Apply directly to the bread. Bread on. Apply directly to the bread.
Look for it where margarine and other believable butter spreads are found.
Or you can play some schlock, like New Kids on the Block, or any Village People song you know.
Welcome back to We're All Yankovics.
Woohoo! Woo! Achy breaky song.
And a yeehaw,
yep.
Y'all.
From Alapalooza.
Yep.
October 5th, 1993.
Yeehaw.
Yeehaw.
Miley Cyrus's daddy.
Yep.
Achy Breaky Song.
It's a parody of Achy Breaky Heart.
Yep.
Originally performed by the Marcy Brothers in 1991, but then later performed by Billy Ray Cyrus.
Was he in the Marcy Brothers?
I don't think so.
Is he a Marcy Brother?
No.
What the heck?
It was written by Dan Von Tress.
He didn't even write this song?
No, of course not.
Ugh.
Which is weird because there's even an episode of... Okay, I read this on Wikipedia.
Oh, okay.
There's an episode of Hannah Montana where her dad is in a flashback and he's trying to write a song.
Yeah.
And he's like,
itchy, scratchy lungs.
Yeah, and somebody's like, you should do Achy Breaky. And he's like, no, that's stupid. Nobody would like that song. But he didn't even write the real song. So that's a reference.
Lame.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow, that song was inescapable.
It was. It honestly was. It,
for some reason, was a crossover. I don't even understand how this song...
It was like triple platinum or something. It was like...
It's mind-blowing how this song...
It's catchy. I gotta say that.
It is very catchy.
It's earwormy.
It is an earworm indeed.
You can't not think of it.
No.
It's
in your head right now.
It's about heartache. Everybody loves a little bit of heartache.
Yeah,
you know?
Do they?
Well, and that's what makes this song... Perfect.
Weird Al song, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, like...
It's, yes.
Like, the parody of the song, and it's an actual parody of
the song. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, like...
Not many of his... I don't think any of his parodies really talk about the song.
No, the closest thing is, like, Nirvana.
Yeah, Smells Like Nirvana, but it's...
But, like, it's not quite the same. This is about the song, and it's...
This is the perfect
right.
It's the perfect way to parody this song. If you're going to parody this song, it is the absolute perfect way to do it.
Exactly. This is almost the flip of last episode,
uh-huh.
where we had a really good song and then Weird Al didn't really do much with it.
Right.
I feel like this song is not the greatest song, but like he makes it more fun.
Yes. He just takes what everyone is thinking about this god awful song. It was everywhere. You couldn't get away from it in this year. And he just like, he says what everyone was thinking about this, and I can't believe that Billy Ray Cyrus gave him permission to do it.
Well,
Maybe by then he was sick of it.
Well, here's a question. It doesn't necessarily need to be Billy Ray.
That's true. He didn't write it.
It just needs to be Dan Von Tress.
Oh, yeah.
And honestly...
Oh, the Von Traps.
Not Traps.
Oh.
And honestly, though, this song actually ended up being just mean-spirited enough that's why Weird Al has donated all the proceeds from this song to the United Cerebral Palsy Association.
Because it was just mean.
Because he felt like it was just a little too mean.
Okay.
And so it was like, oh, okay. But so he's like, at least something good will come out of this.
Okay.
We'll play this. We'll give this money away. So
how does the song actually get proceeds? Was it a single?
No, I mean, like, I think he just takes this part of the album sales or something. I don't know.
Work.
Or I think I don't understand how
this song did get airplay though. They played it on country
lots.
Stations.
This got played on country
music
stations.
So there were proceeds, then it must have been somewhat of a single. Then if it's on the radio, doesn't that make it a single?
No, not at all.
But I mean, I guess that means you had to be able to buy it. So it was released to radios, but you couldn't buy it. Maybe downloads or. Well, I don't know how he makes proceeds from this
albums,
song.
Maybe it's just 1/12 of the album or whatever.
I'm overthinking this, I think.
Yeah, you are, definitely are.
Yeah, well, I'm sure. Maybe,
I mean, I understand the same thing too. I'm like, well
radio stations have to pay.
How do you know which of those 5 cents is the Achy Breaky song and which
is
the...
Yeah, I guess even if it's not a single, though, the radio station had to pay him to play it.
Yeah, correct.
So I guess that's where you get the proceeds.
There you go.
The country station.
That's a real thing.
It. Okay, there. I knew there's a way he was making money off this. So then the,
I know he's making money somehow.
I guess maybe the 1/12.
About that two episodes ago.
I don't remember anything we talk about, Charlie.
This is the only time. Well, I mean, he didn't start with this. This was done, and then he does Party in the CIA, and it's the only time he's done a father-daughter cover,
right?
Of both, you know.
Like, yeah, exactly.
How do you do that? That's crazy.
That's crazy.
The other weird, interesting thing is both those songs mention the word torture.
And they both kind of are.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, you mean his parodies of it? Yeah.
His parodies.
Not the original songs.
No, they both mention.
Does Party in the USA mention torture?
Yes, yes. What is the USA? You know, it's a party somewhere. But yeah, so I that's one of those weird things that you find on Wikipedia and you're like.
Interesting. Who, the one word
who
that
they came up
have?
With that? Yeah, exactly.
I'm sure there's other words that overlap, but yeah. I guess keywords, like really meaningful words. Yeah, torture. They both reference torture.
Ironically, it would be funny if Miley Cyrus was in this list of people that he should insert it when he does if he ever plays it again.
Right.
Like instead of Tiffany, Miley.
Yes. Yes.
Me by playing Maya Lee. Or, like, that'd be awesome.
There
hey, we
go.
Just made the song better.
We did.
Wow, we're good at that. Lots of stuff. Like we used to have, we almost had a segment called Name Dropping.
Uh-huh.
Right? And this song is name dropped.
It's all about name dropping. Other bands you would rather listen to than the Achy Breaky Heart.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
And so, you know, Donnie Marie, Barry Manilow.
He's not bad.
New Kids on the Block.
They're horrible.
Who he parodied.
Two albums.
Village People.
Peepers?
People.
The Village Peepers. Ooh, creepy.
Yeah. Vanilla Ice. Bee Gees, Billy Ray,
He mentions Billy Ray,
Debbie Boone,
uh-huh.
Which is funny because I believe I was watching that episode of Driven about Weird Al, and they talk about him. He always opens his shows, and I think the song that he usually would play is a Debbie Boone song. So he'd play a Debbie Boone song for a couple seconds, and then he'd scratch the record, and that would be the opening to his song. And the
manager, about his radio show.
His radio show, the Weird Al radio show.
Okay.
And so it was, they even talked about like how people would be like, when is it coming? What is he going to do it? What is
he
going to do?
You don't want to hear Debbie Boone anymore.
And then one of the station managers or whatever was like, all our Debbie Boone's albums were just messed up because of him.
Because he kept scratching them.
Because he kept scratching them. Which made, as a person, I was like, hey, does he go out and buy a Debbie Boone album? Because that is kind of mean to scratch up other people's stuff.
But how often do they get requests to play Debbie Boone?
Really? I don't know. Maybe somebody wants to light up somebody else's life.
You light up my life.
Okay. Flick.
What's that? Lighter?
Lighter.
You're lighting up my life.
Yep. ABBA, Slim Whitman, Zamfir, Yoko Ono, Tiffany, who he also parodied.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's not Belinda Carlisle.
Well, they're the same person, I'm telling you. They're the same person.
at least two people that he did parody at one point. So that was kind of funny.
I always thought that was kind of funny,
I feel like it needs a little bit more, though. Like, I wish there were a couple more references to his own work, kind of.
Yeah, but I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He was even on the Donnie and Marie
TV show
at one point, and they kind of ribbed him about it.
And then Donnie came on and did the White Nerdy video. Come on.
Yeah, I know. So obviously they weren't too angry. Well, no, they were playing angry and just like, well, I can't believe you say this. Weird Al also says what he was asked one of his most embarrassing TV appearances. Like, what's the most embarrassing thing you've ever done on TV? Yeah. And he said that one time on Regis and Kathy Lee, he actually forgot the lyrics to this song the middle of it.
Ooh, that's hard.
Yeah, yeah.
That sucks. He played this on Regis. Wow. Yeah. That's embarrassing. It had to be on their show.
No, I don't think that's what it was. This is another song by Musical Mike. What is it? The Hand Guy.
Oh, yes. The Hand Farting Guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it was necessary in this song.
Yeah, it works in this
song. Not necessary, but it was yeah, it worked. Like, this song is awful. How, blah, 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 blah. It made sense. Like, and you just get so sick of the song, you just want to do hand farts and burps and just like blah, 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 blah. It's something you, like, a 2-year-old or an 8-year-old would do while singing, listening to the original song. Like, this song is so horrible, I'm going to make fun of it. Let's just, how do we make fun of this stupid song? Let's do some hand farts and burping and snorting noises and blah, blah, blah. So
yeah, exactly. It's,
it worked so well in this song, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, good for musical Mike.
This song, I like it. It's fun.
Yeah, it
it's
is.
Enjoyable. Like, it's just as annoying as the other song, so you can't listen to it, like, over and over again. But every once in a while, you're like, oh, yeah, that other song was stupid. And if I have to listen to one of them,
it's I might as well listen to the Weird Al version. I'm not listening.
Yeah, exactly.
I did make a CD burn for my kids of all the songs that Weird Al has parodied.
Okay.
And this had to be on it.
So I did that one time with I'd play the Weird Al track and then the original, and I did it for, like, I think I did it for Off the Deep End.
Yeah.
Like, so it just and then you get to the but then you hit the polka and you're like, do I put all those songs on?
No, that's a lot of songs. That. Yeah. But I didn't do that. But yeah, so I have a CD with this song on it, and I made my kids listen to it, and they're like, this song is stupid. I'm like, yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
You get the point.
That's why it was so good.
And I felt so bad having to download that song and record it.
Like, you gave Billy Ray 99 cents.
Is that how LimeWire works?
Oh,
it was a long time ago. I gave my computer some viruses. So
yeah
I should not have done that.
Breaky keyboard. Yeah,
I should have listened to Weird Al and don't download that song. Yeah. Don't download that song. But yeah, anyways.
Yeah. There's a song. It's playing right now. It's horrible. I can't tell if it's sort of a remake of Achy Breaky Heart, but it's more like a rap song with Achy Breaky, but, like, he's also very much part of the video, and it's disturbing.
I
will
know
show
it.
You the video later.
Okay.
Kids, do not look at this video. It is
Are we doing a video podcast now?
No, I'm going to show you the video.
Oh, me.
And you're going to hate
my kids
life.
Aren't here. What are you talking to?
Are you gonna
splice it into this podcast?
Well, I'll play a little bit of the music underneath it.
Okay.
Well, it's already been playing.
That's what I heard. I thought I heard something.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, there it is.
And it's disturbing.
Okay.
Yeah. So
I can't wait to really
there's that out
it.
There. Yeah. Good luck with that. Jeez. Favorite lyric.
Oh, wow. Favorite lyric. You go first.
I just like the first block. I mean, you know, you can torture me with Donnie or Marie. You can play some Barry Manilow.
Oh, yeah.
Like the just, okay. The, you know, the references of New Kids and Vanilla Ice back to back are just fun. I like it.
Mine has been like, or tie me to a chair and kick me down the stairs. Just please don't play that stupid song no more.
I like that. That's a good one too. Yeah, yeah.
That's basically how I felt when I heard that song. Like, oh, that was the line. Like, yep, he gets it.
See, and in this situation, the torture is funny.
Okay.
Because you're torturing yourself, maybe?
Yeah.
Maybe that's what the difference is? Or
yeah, not being left in the desert all alone.
Yeah. You're not torturing some poor lady, you know? Like,
yeah.
It's funny.
It's yourself.
When you're being tortured by it. Yeah.
Okay.
That makes sense.
I like that lyric. Okay. So this is a fun song of a horrible song, which is the way it should be, I guess.
Yeah,
he made this god-awful song that should not exist into something you can actually listen to and laugh with.
Yeah.
Kudos to Weird Al.
It's like Handy?
Handy, yeah.
Sort of?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's, do not think the original song. But Handy is amazing. Fancy, not so much. All right, ratings.
Yep.
Oh, man. It's fun. It really is a fun song. Like, I don't know where I'm going to go on this one.
I've got to give it right down the middle, 3.
I'm thinking 3 as well.
Oh, you're going to make this so boring.
3.5.
Oh,
3.5, a little higher. Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
Well, there you go. That is Achy Breaky Heart.
Yeah, song.
Parody, Achy Breaky Song.
How did you come up with that title?
Oh, it's perfect. No, everything about this song is perfect.
Yeah, because I think everyone who heard that song, like, they would call it that Achy Breaky Song.
Yeah,
exactly. No one would call it, like, hey, Achy Breaky Heart. Like, please stop playing that Achy Breaky Song.
Yep.
I don't think anyone actually requested it.
No,
hey,
no.
DJ, play the Achy Breaky Song. I'm sure someone did.
Yeah, I'm sure there was a line dance to it.
People who got, there was. Yeah. People who got kicked out of weddings requested this song.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Get him out of here.
Get him out of here.
Get him out.
You can find us on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram, or you can call us at 302-72-WEIRD, 302-72-WEIRD.
The weird line.
Yeah. If you don't like this song, let us know. If you love this song, let us know. If this is your top song, what if this was Mike's number one song? Wouldn't that be really weird?
Didn't he mention his number
one? No, I don't think he did.
I think he did. Okay. Oh, it was on Twitter, so you didn't see it.
Oh!
You haven't seen. I know what it is.
You know what his number one song is?
Yes.
That's not fair.
It's nothing we've done yet, but I referenced a song, and he mentioned it was his number one. I'm like, we're not to it yet. Don't say that.
Oh, it's spoilers!
I know you don't, because you don't check our Twitter feed.
Okay. Well.
Anyways.
That's the show for today.
It's out there. It's like an Easter egg if you can find it. But yeah, this is not Mike's number one. But I'm betting that Good Old Days is up there because he seems like the type.
Oh, okay. Like you.
I'm sure you'll let us know, Mike.
Yeah.
Our true listener.
I already did. He let us know 3 days ago. Come on.
About this song?
No, about Good Old Days.
Oh, yes, he did 3 days ago. 3 episodes ago, not 3 days ago.
Oh, wow. It's 3 episodes ago. Yes. No, it's 2 episodes ago.
I don't know anymore.
Yeah, you can't keep track. All right. Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.